Fantasies, we all have them. Today, humorist Alice Kahn shares one of hers.
In my mind, I'm Alicia L'Amour, the recluse chanteuse. I saunter up to the piano in my simple black strapless gown and slowly peel my elbow-length gloves. A rhinestone bracelet dangles from my wrist. My fox wrap falls to the floor as I begin to play Satin Doll. Then, I'm Patti Page singing Tennessee Waltz. Segue into Billie Holiday singing I Cover the Waterfront, into Barbara Streisand singing the slowest, saddest Happy Days Are Here Again you ever heard. Then I'm Linda Ronstadt singing Blue Bayou in that opera singer with gallstones voice. In the real world, the unjust world, I'm a woman in a sweatshirt who can't carry a tune. But in the musical world where dreams come true, I'm Tina Turner in 2 feet of skirt and 10 feet of legs singing Proud Mary, Keep on Burning. My kids scream out, "Oh no, Mom, please don't sing." My husband forces them to leave the room so the performance can continue. He's learned through time that a medley beats an ugly female mood swing any day. I've always loved singing and playing the piano. Unfortunately, it's my curse to have been given a pretty bad voice, a tone-deaf ear, and no sense of rhythm. As a child insomniac, I would wait until everyone was asleep, and then at midnight take out my Hit Parader magazines and sing Mockingbird Hill, or If I Knew You Were Coming, I'd Have Baked a Cake, or The Wheel of Fortune until the wee small hours of the morning. My bedroom became the Club Trocadero, where ladies with gardenia corsages and men with thin sterling cigarette cases ate chili con carne and sipped sparkling champagne. Later, after I took piano lessons, I discovered that when my parents were fighting, music was my friend. I would sit there banging the ivories until they stopped. I really believed my music had charms. This was confirmed when I worked as a volunteer at a free clinic in the 60s. Maybe I couldn't bring down the house with my skills, but I could bring down an acid freakout like nobody's business. I just relax and let my fingers do the dancing. And still today, when I'm sad, if I can just get to that piano, I can save my soul. Sometimes I really am Janis singing Take a Little Piece of My Heart, and sometimes I'm Frankie singing Why Do Fools Fall in Love so sweetly that you'd swear the whole world was 14 years old. But somehow, I'm never ever Little Richard, no matter how hard I try. My imagination has its limits. A few years ago, I tried to give my mailman, George C. George, a song and dance for Christmas. As he approached my porch, I came out singing and tap dancing, "It's Mr. George C. George, the mailman, bringing me letters and maybe presents and maybe some money." He ran away as if he'd been attacked by a yelping dog. But I suppose that has always been the goal of Alicia L'Amour, a woman in her music, to make the world go away.
Alice Kahn is a syndicated columnist based in Berkeley, California.